O Mary, powerful Virgin, thou art the mighty and glorious protector of the Church. Thou art the marvelous help of Christians. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the epistle of today's Mass of St. John Leonardi, St. Paul speaks about the Gospel which is hidden from them who are lost. Also, in today's Mass, we commemorate three very holy martyrs named Dionysius, Rusticus, and Eleutherius. Saint Dionysius was a Greek pagan, but on that day when our Lord was nailed to the cross, he saw the unnatural eclipse of the sun at the moment when our Lord died. And he thought of himself, either the God of nature is suffering or the framework of the world is breaking up. And when the Apostle Paul came to Athens, his hometown, and was preaching the true doctrine of the true God, Saint Dionysius realized that this was the God whom he had witnessed suffering. So he believed, was baptized by Saint Paul, and named by him the first bishop of Athens. It is recorded in the Acts that not everyone who heard Saint Paul preaching believed him, but they mocked the gospel he was preaching. They were those unfortunate, the lost people, from whom the gospel is hidden. But our Saint Dionysius was among those who did listen and believed the preaching about God. The lesson which we learn from this is that man cannot choose to reject the gospel and its preachers without rejecting God himself. No majority, no government, or no vote, which is approaching in a few weeks, can set limits or boundaries to the rulings of God. Over 200 years ago, there was a horrible and bloody revolution in France, whose leaders did all in their power to delete the very memory of God from the hearts and minds of the people. God was dethroned from the tabernacles, and the new object of worship, called Goddess of Reason, was set to his place. On one occasion, a great meeting of the citizens were held, and the people were asked to vote by show of hands for the abolition of the very name of God. Every hand in the vast throng went up except one. The hand was that of a frail little old lady who cried out, "One vote for God." The next moment, the mob tore her to pieces. No matter what the cost, our vote must always be in favor of God. Also, that little old lady who so courageously put her vote to God should make us shame of ourselves whenever we feel temptation to hide our faith for the fear of embarrassment or persecution. Saint Dionysius himself was over 100 years old when he was sent by the Pope to France, the same place which again hundreds and hundreds of years later would put to death God's saints. Because this old man preached and converted many to Christ, the local governor cruelly tortured him and his priests Rusticus and his deacon Eleutherius. But they all suffered their torments bravely and cheerfully, and were finally beheaded on this very day. The adults of this country are now very excited about the thing they call elections, where they choose the men and women they like to lead them. You children do not have the right to vote because you are still too young, but you have even greater candidate to support than any of the adults who now rally behind their favorite leaders. As great Saint Dionysius and that heroic old French lady, you can really rally behind God. Vote for God can be your slogan. With this battle cry in this rally, you have the candidate who not only is far superior than any candidate which the adults have, but is also the candidate whose victory is always certain and who never breaks his great promises to you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.